Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we've been sharing this week on Keys to Financial Breakthrough. And just a bit of a review of some of the things we've been sharing this week. Why does God want us to tithe? What's the purpose of tithing, giving offerings? Well, just very briefly, it is a form of worship. We honor the Lord with our wealth, with what He's blessed us with. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And then also, if we are obedient to the Lord, He will cause His revelation knowledge and natural blessings to be released. That's what He says in that, what I've called like the scripture we're really looking at this week, Malachi 3:10, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Praise God. And so God's spiritual laws are in place even in this area, because when we give of our finances, we're actually planting seeds which are governed by the laws of sowing and reaping. You give little and you reap little. That's one of God's principles. And then an interesting one I shared, there's a passage found in Leviticus 27:31 that Satan has the right to collect 20%. In the King James, it says, and if a man will at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. Living Bible says, if any man wants to buy back this fruit or grain, he must add a fifth to its value. And so God will protect us from the devourer when we tithe. There is a book, the Lord brought it to mind, the book of Haggai, the minor prophet. And as you read that first chapter, it's the same principle there. And probably money was involved because they would need to give because the Lord's house was desolate. And he said, you put your money in bags with holes in it. No matter what they did, there was no prospering. And he said, why? He said, I blew on it. Why? Because my house lies waste. They were concerned more about their own homes. And it was really for a number of years, I think a couple decades, the house, they didn't do anything after God had called them back to rebuild the temple. So God knows how to get our attention. Nothing they did prospered. And so you might want to read that first chapter of Haggai to show the principles of the Lord in operation in another time period, another situation. So just briefly, the history of tithing. We saw that Abel tithed of the firstlings of his flock. Abraham gave tithes of all to Melchizedek. And Isaac, even in a time of famine, this was a very critical, serious times, he was told not to go to Egypt, but he sowed in that year in obedience to God. And it said he sowed in that land in Gerar, and the Lord blessed him, and the Lord waxed very great. In the same year, he received a hundredfold blessing. So God, you can't beat God giving, but we have to give in faith. And we only sometimes hear bad publicity about those who haven't handled God's finances properly. But the issue is, it's between you and God. It's your obedience. And also now, as I shared, those were a couple purposes of tithing. That another purpose is that it is tithing, both in the Old and New Testament, is God's system of financial support for the ministry. In the Old Testament, let me share an example, Numbers 18 and 14. But the tithes, the Lord is speaking, of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit, to the priests, so they could carry on the work of the ministry, you know, the Old Testament sacrifices and things like that. Therefore, I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. That's Numbers 18 and 14. Those were the Levites. They have no inheritance of land, but their subsistence, their living, was met by the people of Israel. And now, in New Testament times, it's really the same thing. When he talks in Malachi, give tithes and offerings, you've robbed me, but if you'll do that, there will be meat in mine house, meat in God's house. That meat comes in two forms, beloved, and I'm speaking of New Testament times. Our financial support for the church, the local church where we're attending, as well as the other ministries, fivefold ministries that are operating that may not be in a pastoral position, but they also need support because they're an integral part of the body of Christ. So, first of all, the pastor or the fivefold ministry in ministry, if it's not a church, must be properly cared for. And then also, I mean, we're talking financial, literal, physical needs met, including furnishings of the church, of the things of the ministry center. And also, secondly, very important, the meat of revelation knowledge God will give ministers as this what order is observed, they will give back to the body of Christ in revelation knowledge. That's God's best. The individual Christian is to grow spiritually and daily conform to the image of Jesus. But that, beloved, think about it. It can only come about when ministers spend quality time in prayer and the Word of God. And that it's able to be accomplished when churches, the congregation, will rightly support the fivefold ministry by their giving. If a pastor is concerned about finances, and I can't tell you, especially the 10 years we were involved in our Full Gospel Fellowship of Churches and Ministers International, I can't tell you the number of pastors that worked a secular job because there wasn't enough income coming in that they could have a salary. So if a pastor has that issue or problem, he has to work a secular job. There's obviously very little time to prepare a message or to minister effectively. One person can only do so much. And besides, the word says a workman is worthy of his hire. Now, I'd like to share 7 blessings that come to those who are willing to obey God in tithes and offerings. There's spiritual and material blessings. We've gone over this before, but I'm just putting them all together. Malachi 3:10, the windows of heaven will be opened. There will not be room enough to receive it. And that's God's method of blessing us. He will pour out. The Hebrew text was used to describe basically that word, the floodgates of heaven that were opened actually in the time of Noah. You remember that? The floodgates were open and rain poured down from the heavens. The underwater structures were dissolved. And so, I mean, there was just all, so to the extent that water covered the face of the entire earth. It took 40 days, but God did it. It took 40 days to drain as well. But God, beloved, is debtor to no man. A Christian author states of a dedicated born-again Christian, this is an example, who bought land at 40 cents an acre before World War II. Today, the land is valued at several $100 million. The Holy Spirit spoke to this person that this was a result of God opening the windows of heaven and pouring out great wealth to this man and his family. And then also there's an open heaven, Malachi 3:10. Let me to turn to that. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall be not room enough to contain it. If there is an open heaven, the windows of heaven opening, that's the open heaven of answered prayer. God's desire for us is to have our prayers answered, because it brings forth much fulfillment to us. John 16:24, ask that you will receive, that your joy may be complete. And in Deuteronomy 28:23, there, because of disobedience, it will result in the heavens over us becoming as brass, causing a blockage of prayer and preventing penetration of our prayers to heaven and God's answers from reaching us. Let me just share that passage with you, Deuteronomy 28:23, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. So there are consequences to not heeding and obeying the word of the Lord. Disobedience will result in the heavens over us becoming as brass, and that will block our prayers, or are preventing our prayers reaching to heaven, as well as the answer coming back to us. Well, beloved, it has been a great privilege and a pleasure to be able to share God's word. And there's still just a little bit more I'd like to share, so we'll have to conclude on Monday's broadcast. Hope you can be with me at that time. And so I will bring this broadcast to a close with an earnest desire. And I please know that I am praying for financial breakthrough. I've shared with you keys this week, so we all can experience financial breakthrough, where the heavens can be open, where the devourer will be rebuked, and we will be able to be a blessing, not just having our own needs met, but be able to be a blessing to others. Beloved, that's the point of it, because when we obey God, He's going to bless us. He's talking about the windows of heaven being open, you more than you can imagine, more than you can handle, that so that we can be as our Heavenly Father, a giving agency of His love. That's His desire for us. And that's my desire for you, as well as for the Lord to be glorified. Thank you for joining me. And until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.